Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha four-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full four-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 1, and on the web at rockiesmarine.com. 772-3949 or toll-free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell on the web at petersburgproperties.com.
All right. Good morning, Joe.
Morning, Isaiah.
How are you?
Good.
Yeah. You need a little volume on those?
A little more there.
Okay. So we're running Tradio. That's our buy-sell trade program. And folks, if you have something to buy, sell, or trade, or you're a nonprofit, or you have some event coming up that you want to promote, this is a good chance to do so. So you can call in at 907-772-3808. Try that number.
Are you kidding me?
I want people to try it.
All right.
And if we can't hear them, then we'll know it's still not working.
Okay.
I'm hoping against hope.
Wow. So we've been working at it, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Hard.
I know you guys have.
Yeah, I know.
It's kind of frustrating the way it went there. So hopefully it'll work. Give it a
hopefully
shot.
It'll work. And people can let us know if they can hear us. And we'll obviously let you know if we can hear you.
Here comes one incoming.
I know.
Maybe.
I know.
This is the experiment.
Let's see. The anticipation. I'm on the edge of my seat.
I literally am. That's the way I sit here.
All right. Okay. Caller on line one, you're on the air. Can you hear us?
Yes. The phone number works.
Success.
Wow. What a win. Right.
But,
thank you.
Geez, the little things in life that we really appreciate here. The phones work.
Yes. And speaking of appreciation, this is... a big thank you to the community for supporting the Wearable Arts Show this past weekend. I wanted to call in and just say thank you to everyone that helped and the sponsors, and we look forward to it again in 2 years.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to some homegrown costumes.
Yes, we start now.
Yes, yeah.
Yes, I just wanted to give a thank you to the community.
Okay, well,
who are we speaking with?
Yeah.
This is Molly Tiber.
Oh, my goodness, Molly. No, you can, I'm sorry I didn't recognize your eloquent voice.
Yeah, and Molly, thank you to you for help putting it on. I mean, it really was incredible, and I was so inspired, and it's just great to have a little bit of color on these dreary February days.
Yeah, no, it was...
It was good timing.
And you're already planning on one for 2 years from now, huh?
Yeah.
Right.
We are, yes.
Wow.
And we're looking for models, Joe B.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Who knows where I'll be in 2 years?
No, but hopefully now that we've brought it back after 6 years, mm-hmm. we can have, some more direction and some helpers and get it off the ground again for an every other year show.
Yeah, it was quite an event when it was cooking there for a while and then just took a hiatus, but... You're back on it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and it was quite the event this last weekend, so I just wanted to say thank you again.
I've heard that.
Okay, thanks, Molly.
I didn't make it, Molly, but I heard that.
Yeah.
Great. Yes, thank you.
Bye, Molly. Okay. Thanks.
Goodbye.
All right. And, Joe, I believe perhaps we celebrated a little too early. We did have one person call in. Who, their speech was a little garbled because the phones are completely fixed, but it seems like it works sometimes, which is really clear.
Okay, small successes.
Small successes.
Baby steps.
Baby steps. If you call in and we can't hear you or you can't hear us, then do try our number 907-531-8049. We're sorry for the confusion, folks.
Huh.
We're working on it.
Maybe it's to the set that we can only handle one call at a time and another one comes in, it kind of interferes with it? I don't know.
I'm not a scientist.
Well, scientists don't work on phones, do they?
It might as well be rocket science to me, Joe. I know.
Okay. Phone technician. Not a phone technician.
Okay. We have another. We've got people waiting, Joe.
Okay. Well, let's quit babbling.
Caller on line two. You're on the air.
Hi, Isaiah.
Hi.
I'm calling about a fundraising opportunity for students, high school students that are going to Washington, D.C. for close-up this spring, and they're making pulled pork burritos to sell. So, there's two ways to order. You can call the school, which it's an 877 number, then 526-7656. You can also email Cindy Fry at cfry@pcsd.us. They're really big burritos. They're $10 each, or you can buy five for $45 and save a couple bucks, and they freeze great.
Okay.
Right on.
Yeah, we'll make a PSA and announce it.
So what day is this?
The date is the 17th, so next Tuesday. So you can, call, or you can even stop into the high school office if people would rather do that. Or stop a high schooler that you know is going to close up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got a couple of them.
Yep, you do, uh-huh. Joe. Yeah. Also, it's going to be, you can pick them up in the Viking Cafe from 5 to 7 p.m. that Tuesday night.
Yep. Okay. We had those before, and they are. And we did actually freeze a couple of them and pulled them out a little bit later, and just as good. Yeah, it was fine.
Yeah, they freeze great.
Yep, they sure did. But and they're definitely a meal. I don't even know if we could eat a whole one, but that's cool. So that's the
8/17
and pre-order. Calling the school.
Is there a deadline to pre-order?
I'm gonna say no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I would, even if you forget, I'd, on that day, go and see what they have. They might have some leftovers. So.
Yeah.
We're making a lot.
Mm-hmm,
yeah. So usually sometimes there's more than pre-order. Somebody I've seen when I've been picking them up before, somebody coming, there's always some.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But
oh,
if
yeah.
you want to be okay. sure you're getting your burritos, you better pre-order.
Exactly. Yep. So thanks, guys.
Right on. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Have a good day.
Okay. Hi, Joe. We have another caller on line 3. You are on the air.
Hello, Isaiah and Joy. Joe.
Yeah.
Joyce. Hi, Joyce.
What number did you call on, Joyce?
I am calling on the 772.
Oh, sweet. We've had another success. Good. Okay. We had one not success, one success. So good. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm putting a shout out again for the Sons of Bingo. This coming Friday, the 13th, we are starting our new hours. The doors open at 5:30. Bingo will start at 6:30. And we're going to have, I will let you know the menu now. We're going to have sweet and sour pork with rice. We're going to have a fruit salad combined with fresh and canned fruit. We're going to have cupcakes and maybe Valentine cookies.
Whoa, that is a feast. Cornucopia over there at the bingo hall.
Yep, it's a Valentine dinner.
Sounds good.
So, again, the doors open at 5:30. Bingo starts at 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
We have the chair that goes upstairs. And we need people to come, so we're trying the new hours.
Hopefully it works and you get the crowd coming back.
Yes, so people come off work, they can go straight to bingo and have dinner at bingo.
Nice.
Sounds good. Sweet sour pork. I was thinking of the pulled pork burritos. I'm getting mixed up. A lot of pork going on.
With rice, fruit salad, cupcakes, and maybe cookies.
All right.
Okay, thanks,
Joyce.
Okay,
thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right. So, folks, you can still catch us if you have something to buy, sell, or trade, or you're in search of something, or you have an event coming up like bingo. You can call in at 907-772-3808 or our second number, 907-531-8049. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But 3808 seems to be working.
Yeah. Yeah, we've had success.
Yeah.
So one thing I do want to say is, although the library is closed and they're reopening on Friday, on Saturday they have the puzzle competition.
Puzzle competition. information.
Yeah, don't you remember hearing about this? It seemed like a big thing.
it's happened before.
Yeah, so I think it happened once before, and it's a competition where you and one other partner get together to finish a 500-piece puzzle, in as fast as you can. Uh-huh. And so you have to be there with your teammate at 12:45, and then it starts at 1 o'clock promptly. So I don't know. I can't think of a better Valentine's Day activity. Can you?
Well, I'm not right off the top of my head. So tell me how this works.
I've never been.
Oh, you've never been.
I think.
So they give you a box with a puzzle in it and a table or whatever, and you go out, go for it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so I don't think anyone knows beforehand what the puzzle looks like. So it's kind of brand new for everyone there.
It'd be all different puzzles though, right?
No, I think it's the same puzzle to keep it even between teammates, between teams.
Hmm. Yeah. How many pieces?
500.
500 pieces.
Yeah, I can't even count that high.
Wow. Mm. I like those big ones, the big floor puzzles we used to do with the kids. You know, the pieces are about the size of a...
And there's only four of them, Joe?
About eight, usually.
Okay. That's more your speed. Yeah.
Oh, I know. You know, we used to do a lot of regular puzzles, too. So we got to get, you know what you get? You get the, you know, like people from up at the manor, and because they do a lot of puzzles up there.
They're probably good at it. Yeah,
I know. They always usually have a puzzle going up there. And, that's kind of what they do in the social room, kind of activity-wise.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it's, like, good for your brain.
Oh, yeah.
It slows you down.
Well, you're cognitive, looking at, you know, different colors, different pieces, different shapes. It's keeps you active, so should be interesting, yeah. So this was a competition that happened before, you said?
So I think it's happened before, and it's back on popular demand.
Uh-huh. Kind of like wearable art, huh?
Kind of like wearable art.
We're back.
You know, yeah.
Bringing the old activities back.
Uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh. Ketchikan can't have all the fun. I mean, they've been running it every year for 40 years, but now it's our turn.
The wearable art, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That's where the idea came from, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, the original.
Who originally started it up here. There was quite a few artists.
That kind of generational knowledge is not with me, Joe, I wish.
Well, that kind of generational knowledge, I was here, but it slipped by me. went into the not-so-important memory scan there. But
yeah, geriatric knowledge.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, that's always good. You mm-hmm. got to have that.
Yeah.
That's what keeps communities alive, is the geriatric knowledge.
It's true. Kind of, well, the social memory of it all.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how it's passed on and all those sorts of things.
Yeah. We try to pass it on.
Mm-hmm.
Right on.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems rather quiet on the I wouldn't say it's quiet on the airwaves, but it's quiet on the phone waves.
Okay.
Yeah.
So shall I show you what we had so far?
Yeah.
Well, we had Molly called and gave a big shout out to all the people who helped and participated in the wearable art. It was a big success. Seen some pictures from it, and it was just looked like everybody was having a hoot of a time. And the call for there's a fundraiser for Close Up February 17th.
That's next week.
Next Tuesday mm-hmm. is, I just was looking at the calendar. So, yeah, so it's Close Up. It's a pulled pork burritos. It's $10 a piece or five for $45. If you are interested in pre-ordering some burritos, you can call the school at 877-526-7656 or email cfry@pcsd.us. And that's those pulled pork burritos are they're monster burritos. They make them, and they're really good. We had them last time they made them. And I said they're plenty big for a meal and probably a meal and a snack after because they're big. And they're freezable, which we did last time too. So it works out. So if you want to help Close Up and the students going to Washington, D.C., it's a good fundraiser. Joyce called. Sons of Norway Bingo is on this Friday, Friday the 13th. And doors open new hours, 5:30, and bingo starts promptly at 6:30. Don't be late. So the menu has been announced, and somebody's making sweet and sour pork with rice, a fruit salad and cupcakes, and possibly Valentine's cookies. So get there at bingo. The mobility chair's in motion. It's a great evening, and kind of support the Sons and all their projects.
Can I ask if you've been before?
Bingo?
Mm-hmm.
You can ask. I don't have to answer. I plead the fifth.
Okay.
No, I've never have been to bingo. Honestly, I know. Sorry. No. And it's been going on for years. You know, I've never been to bingo.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I might take that back. Well, no, I don't know. I don't know. My mother-in-law used to go to bingo when she was around, and I don't know whether I ever went with her or not. I know Lou did, but I'm not sure.
Generational knowledge, folks.
Yeah, see, it slipped by me again.
Mm-hmm. All right,
loved bingo.
We have a caller on line one. They fortunately caught us in time. Can you hear us?
Yes. What was that number for the pulled pork again?
Well, the pulled pork is 877-526-7656. And that's the that's a school number, so it's not long distance or anything.
Okay.
Right on. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. That's the thing about Tradio. The feedback loop here is very tight, I would say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 877. Yeah. So that's a good deal. Yeah, again, I say that, you know, I've got some students going to close up and pretty excited about it, and those burritos are very good.
Mm-hmm.
So get some.
Yeah.
You know, $45, five, you know, what you spread that out about five people for a dinner, that's pretty reasonable.
That is very reasonable.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Isaiah.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy the weather.
Yeah. And
you said snow's on the forecast, huh?
Well, yeah, some rain and snow. I don't think, it doesn't look like any of it's going to stick, but coming up towards the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, there's some chances of snow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I almost forgot what it looked like. My memory is not so long either.
Basketball games this weekend?
Yes. So there are two, sets of basketball games. There's games on Friday and there's games on Saturday. And KFSK is planning to broadcast them. But hopefully we don't have a repeat of last week where there was some travel complications and they weren't able to get in. So we'll keep you guys in the loop to all our listeners.
Yeah.
And we'll put out a PSA on when we're airing them.
Yeah, I felt bad for this team coming all the way down from Anchorage, you know, couldn't make it in. And
far.
Then they still couldn't continue because they couldn't rebook, so they had to just go back home. That's kind of not
gotta
unfortunate,
blow.
Yeah.
And you can't even dribble. You can't even practice on a plane.
Not really.
Not really.
They probably don't appreciate it, bouncing a ball up and down the aisle. But Metlakatla's coming here this weekend.
Yes.
Big rivalry.
So I didn't know that there was such a big rivalry. I guess I'm excited for that.
I don't think, you know, there's, you know, you're supposed to, you know, sportsmanship's always great and stuff, but.
But
the butt thing, right? See, that's a big word these days. And, anyway, there's no love lost, I think, between Met and Petersburg. But, I mean, it's not that we hate them. It's just kind of like it's a rivalry. It's good to have a solid, you know.
It is good. You can have a healthy rivalry,
yeah.
I think. That really brings out the best in both teams. Is that what we're hoping for, Joe?
Oh, yeah, it will be.
Okay.
You bet.
Good.
Yes, no problem. We got that. So, yeah, so anyhow, we'll probably hear more about that Friday when Isaiah's on here, whoever's on Tradio.
Yes, we will certainly announce the
what's coming on there. Right on.
All right, well, thank you, Joe, for coming in.
Thanks.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is supported by Alaska Commercial Electronics, moving forward as Island Refrigeration, to continue ACE's 35 years of marine electronics sales, installation, and service. Equipment and repairs at the ACE Building, 908 South Nordic Drive, 907-772-3893.
Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.
And support for Tradio comes from Tongass Federal Credit Union with the Build and Save Match Savings Program, helping low-income residents in Southeast Alaska save for a home of their own. Applications are open now. More information at tongassfcu.com/buildandsave or 907-228-8676.